Hi, friends, and welcome to the Voices of MCC podcast. Our hope is that you will be encouraged in your faith as you hear how the beliefs and practices of Christianity are carried out in the daily lives of folks of our fellowship. And happy to have Ryan Thompson on the Voices of MCC podcast today to think about a special baseball season. Ryan is the head baseball coach at Mid-American Nazarene University and has been in that position for over a decade. And in dog years, that's a lot of years for a baseball coach at a university. So Ryan, great to have you on today.
Yeah, glad to be here. And yeah, it has been a long time, but God's good. And, you know, thankful for the opportunity and just, you know, MNU and just the job and just the opportunity to work with these young men on a daily basis. It's a real privilege. And just thankful for the opportunity.
Well, today we're going to think especially about a special season that you enjoyed this year and making it to the World Series. And folks who are familiar with MCC have been praying for you and so forth. But first, let's catch up on just connecting with MCC. What brought you to our church? What year was that? And catch us up just a bit on that.
Sure. We moved to Olathe in 2007. To take the job at MNU. We came from Colorado. Christy and I grew up in Illinois, Christy in Indiana, but we've been here about a year, year and a half. And I think the Lord just started working on my heart as I read the Bible and thought about things. I just started to see things a little bit differently and see God's sovereignty in scriptures, and just really wanted to find a church where we could really grow as a family and as a couple. And, you know, that led us to MCC and just somewhere where we could just sit and work through the Bible and just preach through it book by book. We just had a desire to want to grow in that way and learn. And man, MCC has just been the best for Christy and I and our family. And so when we came, we had, I think we had two kids. Now we have six. So we've been there a while, but it's been great. And so we've just had the opportunity to learn and grow as a couple and see other families and it's just been so good for us.
And it is a joy to count you as a friend. And I know that many in our church say that of your friendship and love how you lead your family and the camaraderie that you have with Christy and with the kiddos. And our kids are friends, and just doing life together is a treat. And to get to walk through the ups and downs of life. And here we've had some ups, especially recently with the team getting to the World Series. So that's what we want to think about, is the Lord's providence this year and connections with faith and family. So maybe just structurally, so folks understand, what is the World Series for your division of collegiate athletics?
Yeah, the World Series is the final 10 teams. So out of 250 or 60, however many NAIA teams there are, the final 10 go to Lewiston, Idaho. And we compete in a double elimination tournament. The winner of that is the national champion. It's really the pinnacle. It's where we all want to go, and it's where we're all shooting for, is to try to get to that final site. And in order to make it, you have to win one of 10 five-team pods around the country. And that's based on ranking and seeding and geography, and you're just put all over the country and get to win that. And in order to qualify for that, and that's called a national tournament opening round, and in order to qualify for that, you have to hit certain benchmarks in your conference by winning it or winning the conference tournament or having a high enough ranking. So you just keep kind of moving on each round. That's the World Series.
Yeah, so folks familiar maybe with the World Series in Major League Baseball, it's the same kind of thing. You have divisions, and then there are pennant races, and it culminates in two teams in the World Series. But this is 10 teams, and it's the top 5%. Then, if I'm doing the math right, there's about 260 or so, and 10 go. That's about the top 5-4% of teams that go to Lewiston, Idaho to play in this 10 team double elimination tournament. And this is MNU's, in the history of the school, this is the first time. Is that right?
This is the first time. And that we've ever made it this far. And this is the 50th year of MNU baseball. So it's been 50 years in the making that we've made it to this moment.
Really was a special season, the 50th year. I remember the homecoming kind of celebration you had with 50 years of baseball earlier this year, and having a number of alumni come back and connecting. And I remember you speaking about getting to see their families now. So these are players you had 5, 10, 15 years ago, whatever. And now you see their little kids running around on the field with your kids, and how special it is then to get to the World Series this year.
Yeah. We had a 50 year celebration. We had over, I think, 115 to 120 alums come back, bring families. And we played a doubleheader that day against Benedictine. It was a Saturday, late April. And it was just one of the most fulfilling coaching experiences I've had, seeing them again. Because, you know, when seasons end, they're seniors. Sometimes you don't see them for a while, and you don't see as much as you'd like. But they came back with their wives, families, kids, and they're running around. And it was just a special day. And one of them, just my most favorite memories from this year was that day. And I didn't think we could top that. And then we end up going to the World Series. So it was just, each layer just seemed like the Lord just was very kind, and it just a lot of blessings this year for sure.
Let's unpack some of those. When you look back at the season, sort of macro, were there any specific points where the Lord answered prayer, or you were just feeling like you really needed to call out to Him? And I ask that somewhat with a view to practicing our faith. That's the whole goal of these podcasts, and that we see God as real in the nitty-gritty of life, Monday through Friday, that, man, I'm in a crisis. I'm a small business owner. I'm a manager. I'm an employee. I work at a restaurant, whatever it is, and I'm needing God's help now. We can learn from you in that. Were there some moments this season where you sensed maybe you needed to pray, or you sense this is now an answer to prayer and I see it moving forward?
Yeah, I think in coaching, just the nature of the job, there's just a lot of big moments, big games, big points where you just feel like, and the job often can feel bigger than you. And I feel like there's a lot of points throughout a season, a career, where I just need the Lord's help, whether it's dealing with conflict or situations that come up, you just need wisdom, or game decisions. There's just a lot of big moments where it's riding on making the right decision. And so it naturally makes me want to turn to the Lord and pray and ask Him to help. In a lot of ways, it's just a constant thing as the season's going on. I think there were, you know, a few moments. We weren't playing well in February. I'll say that we weren't where we needed to be. Last season we started off and had a great year, the best year we've ever had, but it ended short of the World Series. So it was kind of a disappointment in that way. But then this past summer, we just lost a lot of key players. We thought more were coming back, and we ended up losing 10 out of 12 players from our pitching staff. And our top three hitters. So I think, and then we signed two recruits we were excited about, and they ended up backing out last minute. So last summer was the start of a lot of prayer, that recognizing that we can recruit really hard, but the Lord brings people to MNU, and you see it all the time. And I've seen it so much in recruiting, and I think I've talked to you about that a lot, you know, and you're asking how recruiting's going, but we recognize that God is sovereign over that, and we see him working and bringing players here. So I think that really drove me to prayer, because we had this momentum and seemed like we were taking a step back. And then I just saw the Lord bring people to MNU and the right young men that we needed. And I think that was, that was one, you know, point where you really turned to the Lord, asked him to help bring people here that we need. And you know, the right fits. I can't always peel back every layer and I don't know, but you do. And just turning to him and asking his help in recruiting. I think every year, just seeing a team grow. We weren't playing well in February, and we'd start off ranked and just didn't play well. We had some new guys, and, you know, I just see the Lord. One of our common prayers that we'll pray after a lot of most practices and games, and just the Lord would help us to grow together as a team, help us to put aside our own self-interests, and just help us to bring our gifts and abilities to the table for the good of the guy next to us. And that ultimately we would play in a way that would just glorify him, that the way we would relate to each other and the way we would play and treat umpires and opponents would just glorify him. And so I see our teams always starting to shift in that direction as the season goes on, because I can see the Lord working there and answering that prayer. My best player took a ball in the face about halfway through and fractured his face. And, you know, it's one of those moments when you see him laying there, you see your season kind of flashing before your eyes. This was my best player. And I thought, uh-oh, this is not going to be good. And he had a quick recovery and was back in 2 weeks. And the person who stepped and filled in that spot played really well, and our team played well in his absence. And I could just see the Lord working there, helping the backup players play better than maybe they're capable of. And just our other team grew together. And when he came back, our team was just different. And sometimes you think this doesn't make sense, but I think the Lord was working to shape our team, even in those moments that looked like our season was ending. Actually, we were getting better. And, so, you know, those were some key moments. I think, you know, when you're moving through rounds of playoffs and you're getting to these elimination games and you're seeing your team, just so excited about what could be, you feel that as a coach, and that often drives me to prayer, because there's a lot riding on the decisions we make. And so, a lot of prayer in the postseason down the stretch, just for wisdom. And, you know, baseball games are like a lot of things, but baseball games, you don't know what's going to happen. They're very chaotic. Mm-hmm. It's very pressure packed, and you have to make decisions and that impact the game. And so just always praying that the Lord will give me wisdom, give my pitching coach wisdom, give my hitting coach wisdom, that we'll know how to communicate with players in who to play even. There's matchups. Baseball's a game of matchups. And I just see the Lord working out so many of those things and just giving me confidence in him to just trust him in these situations.
Yeah. We have a common love of sports, obviously, and baseball, you much more knowledgeable than I am, but I love to watch and know some of the tactics going on in the dugout and decisions that are being made. And that many players, that many moving parts, and a little round ball that could go in a lot of different directions. Yeah. It is a game of centimeters, and what happens in those centimeters. Football is a game of yards and inches. Baseball is centimeters, and how things operate there is fun to watch and fun to hear how the Lord has worked this year, even in players and going down and then coming back getting better and pressing on. You won the regional tournament to get to the World Series, and that tournament was in Oklahoma, is that right?
Correct, Oklahoma City.
In Oklahoma City. So you won that, then begin to get ready for the World Series and head to the World Series. One of the blessings of, I think, of your leadership at MNU and in your home is that you're the same guy wherever you are. And I've seen that. I've seen games where you've managed, and I've seen you in your home. And so to have your family along is pretty natural for you. I think every MNU, I haven't gone to that many MNU games, I've gone to some. I think every one, your crew's been there, at least some of them.
Yeah.
And your crew went with you to Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And then headed up to Idaho as well. What's it like to have your family along and tagging involved in some ways as a coach?
I think that's one of the unique parts of this job, is that they can be. And I think this team was so good to them, to just bring them in and treat them so well. It was such a special year. But I mean, just to go to batting practice and have my boys go with me and ride the bus, and the girls, we switched off boys, girls riding the bus with the players and before and after games. So this was the first national tournament that Christy and the kids have went with me. We've been to five. And so this was the fifth, and just decided we were going to go. And it was close enough. There was other places we wanted to go. And this is, you know, just the Lord working out. We really wanted to go to Indiana because that's where Christy's parents were from. Mm-hmm. And we thought that'd be great. But Oklahoma was where we were sent. And that was the number three overall seed. So, but it was close enough that we could go, and we did. And it's just a joy to be with them, to basically take my kids to work with me, I guess, and they get to see how we prepare. Practice. I think they were able to take batting practice and shag up and help me and help the team and just become a part of it. And so we really spent a month with the team, from the conference tournament in Springfield, then to Oklahoma City, then to Lewiston, and to travel. And all that time we got to spend together was just pretty special and so fun. And that was my highlight, just being able to be with them and just do all the stuff with them and have them join in and practice and meals, all that together was just really special.
I think it's special. I'm glad it's special for you. And I know for your players that made an impact. That's discipleship, because they're seeing what it's like for a husband to love his wife. It's Christ loves the church. See what it means to, you know, shepherd your kids along and have them and have fun together as a family around your job. Mm-hmm. And in that relational environment, I just rejoice in the stewardship you have shown in leading both those places and what that means. And in many ways, I think those are principles that all of us in our workplaces as men, here we're on the shadow of Father's Day, how can we bring our families into a workplace in appropriate ways? You know, you can't have your kids in the dugout during the game.
Right.
You know? but there are appropriate ways you can. And how can you bring your work into your family? That those go together, and modeling and discipleship. It's encouraging to see.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, thanks for taking some time to connect here and share the story of this season. We will continue to pray for you and recruits and all that comes to the 2023 baseball season.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, when we sit and reflect and just, you know, and I told you this, I texted you this, but when these accomplishments happen, I just like our players are connected and there's nothing we do individually. We do this as a team. MCC's a huge part of me. And, you know, I mentioned to you, I just felt like I needed to wear my MCC t-shirt under my jersey during the World Series, because I would not be here without your prayers, support, just discipleship, just everything that I am, I feel like, is because of MCC and the Lord's work. And I just am so thankful for everyone there, and just being a part of our church has just been life-changing for us.
Well, it is a pleasure, brother, and just a joy to be a part of the body and what the Lord's doing and all of us working together in it.
Yeah.
Thanks again, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Todd.
do want to thank Pastor Adam and Caleb Sheffield for their musical introduction and conclusion. Also, Alex Volkman for his labors behind the scenes to produce these and make them sound sharp and good. So until next time, friends, the Lord bless and keep you.